Could she borrow some rice? But he had seen him buy the rice. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, then there's another thing about that I wonder, too. There must have been, like when you were kids, you probably played a lot, but people a little bit younger than yourself probably had less contact. There was probably less contact between black kids and white kids then. Do you think that's true?
Now, I'll say like this. It depended upon your neighborhood. My husband was born and reared on Central Avenue at the corner of Heard. There's a big mobile station there. His mother sold that property for a handsome sum. That he, you see, this is the thing that sort of bothered me down through the years and all this travel experience I've done here in the East and Northeast. And you know, I was very much misled long ago. People come from New York, and gee, I thought they were just something. You know, they talk so proper, and they would always have on pretty clothes. And I thought that was something, but you see, I didn't know them. I had not, you know, I was small, and I just didn't know. Okay, I thought everything was peaches and cream, and when I went to New York for the first time about the mid-40s, I had a great letdown because they were living far worse than we were living. Now, it was always very strange to people who lived in the Northeast or the West to tell them that my husband was born and reared in an all-white neighborhood. They couldn't believe that. Mm-hmm. That he was born and reared right on that corner. And that house was sold 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But he was born.
I know exactly where that is.
So you see, there again, he was thrown with many whites. And that's why I say it depended upon your particular locale, your particular neighborhood.
Yeah.
There are some people who's living in the ghetto, they probably would have no contact with white people other than when they go downtown shopping or go to some store. And in some ghettos, you don't have contact with white people. You have it with Chinese. Of course, they are classified as white, mm-hmm. too. But we in the schools will have to classify them as Orientals, you know. Yeah. Anything that's not white and black in our schools, they've got to be Spanish surname or Oriental. That's just, you see, I know my business, don't I? So, they again, let's think about in a real rural situation. You know, they call them communities. And you just had a black community and a white community. Now, if you were a tenant farmer, you would naturally know that the boss's house would be the one on the road and yours would be back there. So, I would strongly believe in wherever you were located at a particular time.
Depend, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. That's an interesting point. I think that's really important.
Because you probably have never heard of Conklin Avenue here in Augusta.
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Well, you could go for blocks and blocks, and unless he's an insurance man or a particular door-to-door salesman or the man who beats the light meter, and at one time those houses did not have electricity, so they just didn't see white people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, down in that area, below the hospital there, you mean?
No, this is a little farther